Hey, welcome to Grit and Gratitude. This is a podcast where you are given the space to be able to rise. Listen, I know you've been going through it. Life has used trauma, loss, and grief to throw curveballs and to knock the wind out of you. But the fog is lifting, and you're desiring to see beautiful again. I get it, because I was there too. And let me tell you, you do not have to have this all figured out. You don't need to know 10 steps ahead. You just need the next step. And this is where I come in. My name's Jerrica, but you can call me Jer or Jay. I'm no stranger to grief, but through my own healing journey, I've been able to rise out of the ashes, and now I want to help you do the same. Here on this podcast, we'll talk all about grit and the gratitude needed to rise up and fully embody the woman you are destined to be. Girl, I know you can't change your past, but you can change the trajectory of your future. If you're ready to go all in, redeem the time that you have here, and build a legacy worth leaving behind, then grab my hand, girlfriend, and come with me. We're going to have some real, raw, honest conversations. We've got work to do, girl. So let's go. It's time to rise. Hey girl, welcome back to the show. It's me, Jer, and I am here today to talk to you about another gift. So, you know, it's December, we've been kind of chatting about gifts, but I want to talk to you about my trip to Charleston this past weekend and just about one of the biggest gifts that I think that you can give someone, which does not cost you one penny. And that gift is to give them their flowers while they're here. And I want to explain that to you. You may have heard this concept before of giving people their flowers while they're here. And really what it means, in case you haven't, is that you let people know while they are alive and well what they mean to you, how much they mean to you, what kind of impact they've had on your life. Because so often we save those stories and we save that for eulogies, right? A lot of times at funerals, you will hear people stand up and talk about what a great person that person was, and, you know, how much they impacted their lives and all of these things. And the person that has passed away doesn't get to hear any of that, right? So this concept is really like giving them their accolades while they are still here, while they are here to appreciate what you have to say to them. And I got to do this past weekend. My uncle Jesse, he is turning 70 this year. And so his birthday is next week, actually, if you're listening to this in real time. But we had about 100 people travel to Charleston to have this birthday party for my Uncle Jesse. And I had the honor of being one of the keynote speakers for his party. And what I got to do is I got to share with Uncle Jesse and with, you know, the rest of my family and with his closest friends, I got to share with them the impact that Uncle Jesse has had on my life. And I got to give him his flowers, give him his accolades while he's still here, to be able to receive them. And what a gift it was for me to be able to give to him. But from his feedback and from the feedback of other family members and people that were in the room, it was such an amazing gift for them to receive. And I wanted to bring this idea to the podcast because as we are looking forward to 2023 and as we are talking about, you know, how we want this next 12 months to feel, how we want to show up, who we want to show up as, you know, how we want to present ourselves or reinvent ourselves, or, you know, how we want to step into that evolved version of ourselves, it really requires us to take inventory of all of the good things, right? This is, you know, y'all know I'm the queen of gratitude. So really taking an inventory on all of the things that you are grateful for and all of the people that you are grateful for, and spending this holiday season, spending these last 3 weeks that we have of 2022, and really giving the gift of letting people know how much they mean to you. So often, not this year particularly, because right now I'm off of social media still, but I always see every year how people are like, I want to buy everyone gifts and I don't have enough money to do all the things that I want to do for all the people that mean something to me. This gift does not have to cost you money. It's a phone call. It's a, you know, in-person conversation. It's a handwritten letter with a 47 cent stamp on it. I mean, this literally doesn't have to cost you anything to let people who are here right now know how much they mean to you. Because I guarantee you that this gift of letting these people know the impact that they've had on your life, this gift is going to be way more valuable than anything that you can purchase or anything that you can make to give to them. Because we are in the business of building legacies worth leaving behind, right? That's what we're doing here. We are redeeming our time. We are, you know, being intentional with our time. We're being intentional with the things that we participate in and the things that, you know, we align ourselves with. We're being very intentional about those things. And all of that is because we want to build a legacy that's worth leaving behind. And I, you know, had these notes that I completely went off script from for my speech for Uncle Jesse's party, but I wanted to talk about, you know, how in this business that we're in of building these legacies, you know, how do you check the pulse on that? How do you know if you are building a legacy worth leaving behind? Well, it's by the things that, you know, people say about you as far as the impact that you've had on their lives, right? So it's not about you necessarily and the things that you're doing from day to day as much as it is about the impact that the impact of the things that you're doing on other people, right? So I would love, and I'm going to be honest with you, and I'm sure that you probably feel the same way, because if you're listening to this podcast, we're vibing together, we're one and the same here, and I know that I would love this, right? I would love this gift. And as a person that gives gifts, like, giving gifts is my love language. I love to gift everyone everything. And I am like that person that, like, I can't, if I have the gift for too long, you're probably going to get it early. And then I'm going to have to, you know, like, get you something else, because I just love giving gifts. I love seeing, like, people smile, like the smile that it brings to people's faces and all the things. But I would love this gift of someone letting me know the impact that I've had on their lives, right? I feel like that would be one of the greatest gifts that I could ever receive. And it's really the reason why I do all the things that I do, this podcast, the books that I'm writing, the blog, the email, the community that I'm building, right? Because I want to help you build a legacy worth leaving behind. I want to help you make an impact that will last for generations to come. Because if we aren't positively impacting the next generation and the next generation, you know, then what's the point? So I want to tell you about this brand new community that is coming for 2023. And I will tell you that a little backstory on how this all came to be. If you've been around this little corner of the internet for a while, if you're an OG listener, then you know all about the Slady's Den. If you have no idea what I'm talking about, you can go back to some of the earlier episodes, like before episode 10, and kind of hear the story of the Slady's Den and how that came to be and the community that was built online and in person, the women empowerment community. And, you know, there was a lot of time and a lot of energy invested into building that community. And last December, right around a year ago, you know, we made a slight pivot, a shift, if you will, just because it didn't feel in alignment anymore. And not the community piece, but more the name and all of that kind of stuff. And, you know, I was coming out of my own, you know, fog of trauma and loss and grief and all the things. And I just, to be honest, didn't feel like I was slaying anything. It just didn't align anymore. And so we made a pivot and, you know, I changed the name of my business and changed the name of the podcast to be more in alignment with how I was feeling and the direction that I wanted to take us. And
let's take a quick break.
Are you somebody that's been dealing with betrayal trauma? Are you somebody that has a really giant heart and you want to give back to this world, but you're not sure how you can do that because your trust has been broken? Well, I've got good news for you. I have the perfect podcast for you to come and listen to. It's called The Other Side of the Struggle, Healing from Betrayal Trauma by Erin Anderson Betrayal Trauma Coaching. Come learn how to trust again. Come learn how to open up that giant heart and heal from your betrayal trauma at The Other Side of the Struggle on all major platforms.
We had our last fundraiser under the Slady's Den in February of 2022, so this past February. And, you know, at that event, I announced that there would be no more fundraisers in that capacity, how it was, you know, for me anymore, because I could feel this shift coming. I could feel like, you know, more fog was being lifted. I could feel like I was on the edge of taking off almost. And I wasn't really sure, you know, what was to come. And so many people were like, what are you doing? Like, this is growing. It's getting traction. Like, more and more women are coming every single year. Like, why would you just stop it? And I didn't have a reason except for, you know, my gut is telling me like that I have to close this door. And now on the other side of that, almost a year later, I know why. And it's because the community also needed to really, you know, transform and evolve, if you will, into, you know, a future version of itself, just like I have transformed into this current version of myself that I am now. And so I want to tell you a little bit about this new mastermind, this new community, okay? So this community is for the woman who is ready to rise from the ashes of trauma, loss, and grief and into the woman she's destined to become. It's for the woman who desires more freedom and the space to show up as herself. This community is for the woman who doesn't feel like she fits in and is desiring a solid foundation of community to fully be seen, be heard, and valued. This community is for the woman fed up with social media, but still desires to be a part of a community of like-minded women. It's for the woman who needs the reminder of just how powerful she is and a container to be able to tap into that power. It's for the woman who's ready to rise. So this brand new membership community is called And She Rises. I am so excited about this community. I'm so excited about all that it entails. It's a community that's off of Facebook, Praise Jesus, Hallelujah. There's a monthly theme with a recorded workshop and a workbook every single month. I'm bringing on expert facilitators in breathwork and yoga to help us with monthly new moon intention setting guides, full moon release and setting guides, embodiment calls with the yoga and the breathwork, and even more led by certified facilitators. There's going to be a monthly virtual cheesecake and chill, kind of like Netflix and chill, but we're just going to hang out on Zoom, and you can bring your drink or dessert of choice and just hang out and get to know one another. We're going to have quarterly in-person meetups, so if you are local, you can look for those, and these are going to be specifically for these members, okay? So it's good. You have to be a part of this community to be able to have access to the quarterly in-person meetups. And there, some of them are going to be cocktail hours, some of them are going to be brunches, some of them are going to be dinners. There's going to be VIP exclusives for community members at events and first dibs on retreats. Y'all, And by we, I don't mean like the little mouse in my pocket. We, as in a dear friend of mine who you've heard me talk about on this podcast a bunch lately, but my friend Stacy from She Wakes Up, we are actually planning an in-person retreat in Detroit. We're looking to finalize the exact location for you, but we're looking at some private space with water access, or at least a water view, and we're going to have all kinds of things happening. It's going to be a 3-day retreat, so as a community member, you will get first dibs on that retreat. There's going to be so much more. There's a bonus in there that's going to be happening if you sign up in this month of December before the new year. You will have access to a vision board masterclass where I'm going to walk you through how I do a physical vision board as well as a digital vision board, how I choose my word of the year, and how I kind of map out my year. So I'm going to be going through all of that in the vision board like training. And I think I'm going to do it live. So I'm just going to put it out there, because if I don't, then I won't do it. So if you sign up for the membership before December 18th, you'll be able to get access to the live vision board training. If not, the recording will be available for you in the bonus content in the membership. But yeah, so we're going to do the live vision board training on Sunday, December 18th. I just need to figure out the logistics as far as time. So stay tuned for that. But it will be Sunday, December 18th. And I'm just so excited for what I have envisioned for this membership, for this community. But more than that, I'm excited to bring you along to build this community alongside of me. So I'm not building this container on my own and just throwing you into it. That's not what's happening. No, we're building this together. Like, I'm bringing you right along with me in this space. And I'm just so excited for the women that have already hopped in for 2023. These women have already said yes to themselves, yes to investing into themselves. Listen, life is all about relationships, right? And the biggest relationship, the most important relationship that you will have in this life is with yourself. Okay, you will spend the most time with yourself for your entire life, right? So investing into yourself is one of it's the best way to level up. So if you are ready to rise from the ashes of your own trauma, loss, and grief, if your fog is lifting and you are thinking, you know, what's next? How do I take that next step? What is the next step? How do I, you know, tap into the woman that I know in my gut I'm meant to be? I just don't know how to get there. How do I heal my own sisterhood wounds from, you know, broken friendships and broken relationships with other women that I've had in the past? How do I, you know, heal those wounds so that I can experience these friendships and these connections with women that create magic? I want to know how to do that. This community is for you. So I will link all of the things in the show notes for you, but just know that there are already 5 women that have jumped in at the time of this recording. And so the first 10 women will get the first 10 women to sign up for the annual membership will get a complimentary 90-minute one-on-one Zoom call with me, where we can like give you a kickstart, a fast start, if you will, into tapping into the next version of yourself. So I'm really excited, but half of those spots are already gone for that complimentary one-on-one call. And I do want to say this. I really feel led to not close the doors on this membership, at least not at this time. So what that means for you is that I'm not going to create this like false sense of urgency. I'm not going to create this like fear of missing out for you, because I want you to only join this community if you feel led to join at this time. And that's why I'm not shutting the doors, because I want you to be so fully committed. I want this to be a resounding hell yes for you. Otherwise, it's not the time for you. So once you look at all the information, once you look at the material, if it is not a resounding yes, I have to do this, yes, I want to do this, like you feel it viscerally throughout your whole body, then it's not the time for you. But when it is time for you, the doors will be open and we will welcome you with open arms. So I just want to say that I don't want you to think that there's going to be this like, oh, you better join super quick because the doors are closing, you know, tomorrow. So it's either now or never. I don't want to create that false sense of urgency for you, because I want you to take the time to really, you know, look over what is included in this container and really tap into if it's in alignment with where you want to go. If you can close your eyes and you can say, you know, a year from now, I want to feel all of these things that I can, you know, reach inside this membership container, then yes, I want you to join us. Okay. But if you are like, oh, it's not the time for me, or you're hesitant, you know, if you have questions, you can definitely reach out and ask me. But if it's not your time, it's not your time yet. And so that's okay too. So I just want to put that out there for you. But I am so excited to release this membership to you. I'm so excited for the expert facilitators that are coming. We have yoga that's going to be personalized and all of this stuff. You will have access to everything in this container as long as your membership is active. Okay. So this isn't you know, like if you join in June, when you join, you will have access to all of the past stuff that we've done for the duration of your membership. So I'm so excited. But all of that to say, this season, really be intentional about letting people know the impact that they've had on your lives. I truly believe this is one of the best gifts that you can give the people that mean the most to you. Okay. So we will talk soon. I love you so much. And again, all of the information for the new membership and She Rises will be available in the show notes for you. So thanks for tuning in, and I will talk to you soon. Girl, I am really freaking grateful that you tuned in to today's episode. I value you, your time, and your feedback. So if you resonated with today's show, please take a screenshot and tag me on social, and I will personally thank you for helping me spread this message. Your support means the world to me. Until next time, live with intention and lead with gratitude. I'm in your corner, always cheering you on.